This message is sponsored by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection. Nothing upsets a sports fan when they see a blown call, right?
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Carr is hit from behind. A flag comes out on the play.
Roughing the passer.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We've got to get it right if we can get it right.
Earlier on the show, two-time Super Bowl champion Eli Manning, ESPN host Bomani Jones, Jets running back Breece Hall, still to come, actor David Boreanaz, plus Wrexham AFC striker Paul Mullen. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We're already into playoff baseball in Atlanta, where the Philadelphia Phillies, fresh off of their wild card win, have just taken a 3-1 lead over the defending World Series champs in the first game of the National League Divisional Series. A Phillies fan is about to come out here from our green room. His Eagles are 5-0, and his show is entering season number 6. And he directed the debut episode that aired this past Sunday on Paramount Plus. Our friend David Boreanaz is going to come out here in about 18 minutes time, and lots to talk about with him, a longstanding friend of this program. Paul Mullen of Wrexham AFC, which is the football club that is featured in the entertaining documentary Welcome to Wrexham, chronicling the ownership of this football franchise across the pond, as owned by the actors Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney. He'll be calling in at the end of this hour. It's a fun show that everyone can watch on FX, 10 Eastern. The final episode of season 1 is tomorrow, so lots to talk about there. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial, as the Philadelphia Phillies have now taken a 4-1 lead in Atlanta right now on the top of the third inning. Max Fried is getting beaten up by Philadelphia.
Get him out.
The Yankees are taking on the Guardians tonight. The Dodgers are in the mix against the Padres. Fun stuff. Fun stuff. And the Astros and my Seattle Mariners. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Oh, I'm rooting.
You know, I'm rooting for Seattle.
Yeah, Yankees just now. You know what? I got to stop doing that. I just got to focus on the task at hand.
Yeah,
my own team.
Your own team.
Pitch by pitch. Moment by moment.
Exactly.
Nick Turturro's on tomorrow's show. I need my rest tonight.
Oh, he's bringing it tomorrow. Jersey is he wearing? I've already been picturing.
Oh, it'll be a judge. It'll be a judge gamer. It'll be a judge white.
You don't think it's gonna be a home throwback?
Pinstriper? No.
Okay.
I think he's got the new stuff. I think he's gonna bust it out.
He's not sleeping tonight.
Knowing him, it'll probably be the same jersey he wore the last time, because he thought things went well the last time, and he is one of the most superstitious individuals we've ever had on this program.
I could see him, though, like Boomer Wells. Like, he had like bought some old Babe Ruth or DiMaggio
could
stuff at auction, and then that's what he's wearing.
Could be that. On tomorrow's show, we also have Jeannie Buss returning to this show to talk about her Los Angeles Lakers. She talked about Wow Women of Wrestling last week. This week, it's the Lakers. When do they tip off against the Warriors? Next week, right? Isn't it coming up?
Yeah, Tuesday is the tip-off for the whole league.
All right, here we go.
Let's go.
Right around the corner.
Love it.
The Darvin Ham era. It starts, and Russ is still on the team.
I mean,
as of 11 a.m. It's not, what do you
Pacific
think? It's not happening.
On the 11th.
Maybe she'll come tomorrow and announce the Russell Westbrook trade.
Are you breaking here?
That'd be great for us.
Be great for us. not so great for Russ.
It would be great.
Although Russ's house is for sale, so you know what that means.
I don't know what that means anymore.
The house he just bought?
The house out here is for sale.
Oh.
And that's the one thing, too. By the way,
Tom Brady,
also, I mean, his agent, longstanding agent, split up with him. You're not breaking up with me. I'm breaking up with you. And the reason why is because Russ wanted out, right? Wasn't that the reasoning?
Yeah.
So he thinks he should stay, and be part of Darvin. And what? That, I've never heard of anything like that. Yeah. So why is he still here? The money?
They can't move him.
I guess so.
Hey, Rich.
Yes.
So Chris tweeted out the video from earlier of you talking about the Raiders this morning, right? Eric Stone Street just tweeted back to us, and it's just a GIF of him looking into his
and
camera
winking.
And yeah. winking.
I know, he winked to me last night. I got it. He
so
did
he
that
just
specifically
tweeted
to me.
That. He just tweeted that out.
I know. He was really angry last night.
Oh, he was
last
at the game,
night
right?
at Carl yeah. Sheffers, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course he was at the game.
I forgot he said he was going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know what? So many crazy-ass things happened last night. And the Overreaction Monday segment, we appreciate your viewership of it. We figured, let's have an Overreaction Tuesday just on last night's crazy affair in Arrowhead alone. So, hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction.
Can we calm down?
Tuesday.
All right, very good. It's all, all right, Chris.
Hey, that's funny.
We might, coming off of big time Monday night games like last night. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. What are the Raiders are what? 1-4?
1-4, yes.
1-4. That's the last place in the AFC West? Okay. Yes. You know, their four losses are a combined 14 points.
That's
so,
true.
I mean, they've been in every game.
So technically, if somebody predicted them to win the division, they weren't that far off, right?
Well, they're
not too far off.
Well, the record was what is what now?
I know you are what you are. Finish your sentence.
The Raiders are still going to make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. There's 15 games left on their schedule. No, 12. There's 12 games left on their schedule. 12. Three quarters of a season. 1-4 is the new 1-3. You know? That's the way I'm looking at it. They didn't even have Darren Waller last night, and they almost won that damn thing. Just made too many mistakes. Let's clean up the mistakes. Let's stop shoving people on the way off the field so you're not going to be suspended. You know? Come on now. Here we go.
Seems like he's getting
I'm not
suspended.
Done yet. I think the division has flown the coop. That I believe. Because,
yeah,
you know what?
You never know.
They'd have to win all 12 to go 13-4. Don't you think the Chiefs are going to win 12 games this year?
Probably.
Right. So there you have it. I think the division is gone. If they had won last night, well, totally different ball of wax. But 1-4, they're not too damn far off. When you take a look at their schedule, we went over it at the top of this program. Let's do it again here. The Las Vegas Raiders off their bye week come back home against Houston. They're at New Orleans. They should be involved in that one. They're home again. They're at Jacksonville, which is never an easy one, but home for Indianapolis, at Denver. Come on now. At Seattle, home for the Chargers, at the Rams. Then there's a game against New England. In the Belichick-McDaniels rematch at Pittsburgh on a Saturday. That's the Immaculate Reception game. And then two very difficult ones to finish it up at home.
9-3.
I'm not ready to throw them out yet. At all. What else, Chris?
Hey, remember way back in the preseason where nobody was really playing except for Josh Jacobs? And it was like, why is he playing so much? Is he going to get traded? He's not going to get traded. Actually, Josh Jacobs is a top five back the rest of the year.
I think so, too,
154
bro.
Yards last
How about
night.
Him arriving with bad intentions every time? I said it 2 years ago. It reminded me of Zeke Elliott coming out of college. He's big. He's physical. And the last 2 yards, he packs a wallop and he brings it. Man, he's fast. He gets top speed, too. He's really, really good. He just gets hurt too often. Let's come back from the bye week. No more nicks and bruises, and he looks just as good as he did. Let's go. These are very measured concepts for your overreaction. Normally, you go a different direction, but what else you got?
I mean, what do you want me to fire Josh McDaniels?
No. What else you got?
Well, you do like to fire coaches even after a bad quarter sometimes,
it certainly,
Chris.
Nobody fires people more in our text chain than Chris Brockman.
His lease is so
somebody
short.
Somebody should be fired every single time in our
every
text chain.
Every single quarter. Yes.
And how many am I actually wrong about? Zero. I wanted Hackett gone after week one. How's that take look? Pretty good.
What else you got?
All right, so the Chiefs have scored 44, 27. Let's throw out the Colts. 41 and now 30. Yeah, the offense is 100% better without Tyreek Hill.
That's a tall one, man. I mean, how is an offense better without somebody who is so head and shoulders above 98% of everybody else?
All right. Now everyone gets involved.
I'll still say that's an overreaction.
Dude, they had one guy with four touchdowns yesterday, so everybody's involved.
He's still there. In the same
but
way,
he only had 25 yards.
It's the same way as a Yankee fan. I'm like, how the hell do they not know at this point how to get Jose Altuve out? You know, how do they not know how to pitch to Rafael Devers at this point in time? If you're
really
a Raider
good.
Fan, you're like, really? Kelce, a fourth touchdown? Are you really doing this?
I needed Edwards-Hilaire there, so that would have been nice on the fourth one.
Well, what? He scored one that got called back.
Oh, yeah.
That happened. So I'll say that's an overreaction. Tyreek Hill is still the cheetah. What else you got over there, Chris?
Hey, last one. Guys, the last time Chiefs and Bills played, spoiler alert, they play next week, was a really good game. 76 combined points. Doesn't look like the Chiefs can really stop anyone either. How about Chiefs-Bills next week? I'm going over 80.
Oof. Oof. Yes.
Oh, man.
Bills have so many guys hurt in the secondary, and we know Josh Allen is unstoppable. 80.
I hope for CBS's sake that that is the case. I'm concerned about the Chiefs coming off of this game, and it's a short week. And the Bills, here's one fact about the Bills that I saw yesterday that I'm going to bring to the fore here to say that this is an overreaction. And here it is that is, yes, indeed, a late window game on CBS, and the whole country will be tuned in. Do you know the Bills at this point in time have given up a grand total of 7 second half points this year? Seven. So let's just even give the Chiefs over the average. Okay.
Give them 7 in the second half?
No, give them 14 in the second half.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, and you're being pretty good.
I'll say that's an overreaction, too. I'll say that's an overreaction. And scene. Well done, Chris. You know what? I would have loved to have had a GoPro watching that game last night. Not a Chiefs fan or a Raider fan. I would have given anything to have a GoPro and a sneak peek watching that game in Aaron Rodgers' living room.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Yeah.
Every single time Devontae separated from a Kansas City corner with ease, I might add. Him grabbing that contested ball over two Chiefs in the end zone going up top. Him,
running.
surprisingly not getting his... I mean, he got his feet down, but he didn't corral the ball in time enough on that crucial third down in the final series of the game. Seeing that, I'm wondering if he just reached for another cup of ayahuasca last night watching that one.
I want to shout out Derek Carr really too quick. That touchdown pass.
Stepping up in the pocket.
Stepping up, running him on the run, one foot to Devontae, like 50 yards.
Beautiful.
He played really well.
I audibly screamed from the couch.
You too.
Like, whoa! Like, literally.
Yeah.
You know, I audibly screamed.
I had a couple moments like that.
But just watching Devontae Adams run away from people. What do you think? Packers win in Minnesota? Week one, do they beat the Giants in London?
If Devontae's still on the team, they're.
I just made noises, but Devontae's that much of a problem.
I mean, is it weird to say they might be undefeated if he was still on the team?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't want to bring up Christian Watson's week one drop again.
I'm just saying. Man, like,
but it's like sometimes pulling teeth watching this offense. Right now, as you know, I believe Green Bay's offense will get better.
Of course.
As the season goes along. And these young kids like Romeo Doubs and the rest get more.
They're 4-1 if he doesn't leave, at least.
Mature, huh?
At least 4-1.
I think they're...
If not, 5-1.
And again, whatever, you know, Rodgers is sitting there, as you know, he used his potential retirement as a little motivation of saying these guys, yeah, it'll be part of the process when I decide whether to come back or not is how developed these kids are.
more likely to be undefeated if Devontae Adams stays with Green Bay or Denver had gotten Rodgers instead?
Great question.
Or if Dak doesn't break his thumb.
We're not talking about the Cowboys.
That game was over before Dak broke his thumb,
hey,
sir.
It's
if
never
you want to be
over,
revisionist,
Rich
stop.
Eisen.
That game was well over.
Did you see
when Dak broke his thumb.
The Mariners come back from 7 runs against the Blue Jays? It's
that,
not over until
me,
it's
that
over.
That L was hung.
Settle down just a little bit.
It's never
on
over
that
until
night.
It's over. You don't know what could have happened.
But that's a great question. So Adams on Green Bay.
Or Rodgers.
Or Rodgers.
I think I'll go with Rodgers on Denver.
I kind of think so too, actually.
That team is not looking good.
No.
They're not looking good because Russ isn't used to playing that type of offense. Rodgers
is used to playing.
That's Rodgers' guy.
Right.
Good point.
Everybody thought they're hiring Nathaniel Hackett to prep for Rodgers' departure or arrival.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember we said that.
I would go with Rodgers in orange, undefeated there more than Rodgers in green, undefeated with Devontae Adams still wearing 17 there. I'll do that. That's a good one. By the way, Nathaniel Hackett just announced 15 minutes ago that Russell Wilson will start here in Los Angeles for the Week 6 finale of Monday Night Football, Broncos Chargers. Let's ride. As we all know, Russ was here last Friday getting a little surgical procedure on his throwing shoulder.
Injection, right?
Some procedure. Pardon me. I shouldn't say surgery. Some procedure.
It's a procedure when it's someone else.
Correct. It's surgery when you have it.
It's surgery when you have
it. Oh, damn straight. Right. Yeah.
So wait, you think they'd be 5-0 with Aaron Rodgers?
That defense has been balling out, sir.
They haven't been able to score.
Balling out. KJ Hamler gets it on time.
Do you remember when KJ Hamler was here, Rich?
Pounded KJ what at Penn State?
Do you remember when he was in studio though? I asked you this like 2 years ago. You remember he came with Devin Funchess.
That's
like,
right. I remember that.
He sat in the green room.
That's
he came
right.
out. But
nice
he was
kid.
Still in college.
I
yeah.
feel bad that I keep calling him out for banging his helmet on the ground.
He was a friend of the show, man. You know?
I shouldn't do that. Well, this week no Penn Staters are friends of the show. Sorry. Sorry, it's Penn State week, guys. That's why it's on Big Fox at noon. All right, 848. By the way, welcome to Big Fox at noon, Penn State, because Michigan's there. We'll save a seat for you.
Oh, so Penn State.
Oh, I saw Ohio State taking on Iowa in 2 weeks on Big Noon on Fox. I got that from my Ohio State buddies.
Hey.
Yeah, and I said, you know why? Because Michigan's on a bye week. Enjoy.
Ohio State plays on ABC, bigger network than Fox.
I don't understand the alphabets you're talking about.
Don't say that. It's not a bigger. ABC's not a bigger network. They just have the primetime game. The Big Noon kickoff game is just as big as the primetime ABC game.
Don't talk smack about Fox next to this guy. Let's take a break. David Boreanaz is coming out here. His Phillies are up 4-1. His Eagles are 5-0. And SEAL team's in season 6.
It's good to be Boreanaz.
David Boreanaz is here. Our terrestrial radio audience just returned here as SEAL Team has returned for season 6, and it's the first time it's on Paramount Plus. Welcome to the streaming world, sir.
Thank you.
Because we are streaming right here, and I love it as well. But so it's interesting. So there are different standards and practices different from network television that you're allowed to go color outside the lines a little bit in a way that you weren't before?
Yeah, I mean, obviously network television is such a great thing to be a part of.
Yeah.
You really have the challenges of not doing certain things and still telling those stories.
Yeah.
But when you're on a streaming network, you have the ability to kind of stretch the storylines a little bit better. It's not really about the fact that you can swear and say horrible words, whatever, but you have to earn that as well. You can't just go in there and start, you know, dropping F-bombs all over the place.
Understood.
And say, hey, I'm on a streaming network. It makes sense. No, but the characters and the arcs of all these characters and special operators were able to really kind of shine a light into their mental aspect of what happens when they're on a mission, what happens when they come back home, how they're treated, their relationships, how they keep them, how they don't keep them, how they struggle, suicide. Lots of areas that we can go deeper in. And they just market it like a movie. It's great. And we shoot it like a movie. So it's fantastic to be a part of, and we're happy where we're at.
SEAL Team available on Paramount Plus, starring my friend David Boreanaz back here on the Rich Eisen Show. And we'll return to the subject in a second.
Your Phillies are locked in a playoff game right now. I appreciate your undivided attention to this thing, even
it's
though it's
hard
going
to look
on
to the right. It's very difficult
your
for
peripheral
a Philly.
Vision. Again, that's your directing yes. ability right there that yep. you can actually multitask. Mm-hmm. Very well done. And then the Eagles are 5-0. This is amazing. What's going on with your team?
I was very hesitant with the Eagles in the beginning of the season. You know, I think Sirianni's done a great job so far. What won me over with him, and I really wasn't a huge fan of his, because last year he was talking about daisies in the locker room and saying we have to, you know,
water and fertilize.
That doesn't work in Philadelphia. I'm sorry, man. It really doesn't. But after the Detroit game, he was high-fiving the fans in the back. Like, he actually went back in the stadium. He's high-fiving them. Says, it's because of you guys. We came back and we won this game. And I think that intensity level of seeing that was, that's a blue-collar kind of mentality. Sure, you can show up and wear the T-shirts that say, you know, Harold Carmichael or Bill Berge or what that is, or love the city of Philadelphia, but you really have to be that true essence of what Philadelphia is. It's so blue-collar, deep, ingrained. You want to throw batteries at Santa Claus, you know, if they're losing the game. But he won me over, and Jalen Hurts was the same. I was not totally bought in on Jalen Hurts. You know, at the end of the season, he progressed, but I think what we're seeing here is just this fantastic consistency from him, and he backs it up with his hard work, and I think that paid off this past summer. Hard work, and I think with him, it's about an obsession. Like, obsession really is the aspect of an athlete. If you are obsessed, you can just outwork anyone, and he has that obsession going on right now, and it's fun to see. It's great to see our defense playing good. You know, I'm excited for the Cowboys to come to town and get their ass whipped.
Look out. All right, it's okay.
I'm excited about that.
That's all right, TJ. It's all right.
Sorry, TJ, calm down.
It's okay, TJ. It's okay. He's got what? You got your Cowboy. Okay, Cowboys versus everybody. Understood.
Yeah, that's nice. It's cute, isn't it?
It's okay. You can clap back. Just understand that you got Jace Hayes to deal with
I don't want those problems.
I know you don't want that.
I got a Blackhawk stationed out. We can rappel down and take care of you in a matter of seconds.
Is that what that
sound
was?
Honestly, you wouldn't even know what hit you so fast.
Look out.
It's almost kind of like our D line coming at you.
Oh, but you know, David, you're a guest. I want to be, you know, I don't want to be.
It's okay.
You know,
it's Penn State week. You can talk about Penn State's Micah Parsons.
3-7 in their last 10 against the Cowboys, and you've been outscored. Math isn't my thing, but 109-64 in the last three games.
Right. Living in the past, right?
Well, we have to go by.
Those that do ayahuasca don't live in the past. What a segue that is, right, man? Right? Let's journey down that path, man.
All right. Okay, we're gonna positively visualize. So that was one of the things you dropped when you sat down, and maybe I shouldn't use that word when we were referring to ayahuasca. You have tasted the fruits?
The journey, yeah. Plant medicine was quite a remarkable, extraordinary experience for me. I did it this past May, and, you know, it really is a journey. You kind of are called to it. It's not mm-hmm. something like I'm going to pick out and do. Maybe some do, some don't. Yeah. I'm not here to, like, say you have to do plant medicine in order to understand your true self or whatnot. Everyone has their own thing. But for me, it was quite an extraordinary journey of doing this for 5 days in Costa Rica.
5 days?
Yes.
That's how long it lasts?
We did it every night, ceremony every night, which was great. And then you also take classes, which was a fantastic experience throughout the day. You have a better understanding of what it's all about, the effects of it, and the people that are around you. And the shamans are, you know, quite a group of people. I mean, they really are very unique in their own way. So for me, it was really understanding about being in the now, you know, like being present, and rather than just, you know, festering on the past or so worried about the future. It was just a great overall experience. Yeah, and I saw a lot of crazy things.
Okay, so so when you hear Rogers talking about it,
yeah,
you totally get what he's saying.
Totally understand it. I think when you have an understanding, and say if you had done it or one of your fellow cohort workers have done it,
you're assuming
you could
I don't know, you
could be in the room and yes. you can totally get it when you mention it. You can look at that person and say, I've traveled that and I know it. And it's this unique kind of communication that you have with the other person. And I don't know if that's maybe the third night because the aliens visit you. I do not know if it's the second night in your purging over a bucket for 2.5 hours. I don't know.
Is that what happens?
Oh, yes. Yeah. You have a mattress, you have a bucket, a roll of toilet paper at the end of your mattress.
How do you take it, David? Is it
it's a ceremonial drink. It's like it's almost kind of like doing espresso, double espresso. The way I kind of look at it, that's kind of taste, a little bitter.
Okay.
And you clear your mind, you set your manifestations, and you drink the ayahuasca cup. And it doesn't taste great, but we're talking about medicine that's from the indigenous group of people from so many thousands of years ago. The last night we did a medicine called Yahe, which is 5,000 years old, and they call it the grandmother of medicines.
Why is that?
It's your grandmother. I don't know if you want to. Quite honestly, I don't know if you want to.
I mean, my
confront that. Maybe
my grandmother
sometimes
played canasta. I don't know if that's what happens. when you're on the grandmother of Yahe.
Yahe,
which was, I think, from Midnight Run. Yahe. We always said that to people.
Hey, Yahe, man.
All right. So when Rogers said this week, again this week, when Jair Alexander said, hey, don't worry about the defense, but if we lose next week to the Jets, then I will. And he just say, hey, we don't need to be talking negatives. We should be positive manifestation. And people are like, what? Is this an offshoot of what you're talking
same
about?
Same concept, man. Michael Jordan hit the court, man. He manifested it. He was so present in the moment, which was why he was such a great athlete and basketball player. You can see it in their eyes. I mean, some athletes go and do this. PGA golfers do this. They want to line their matrix because you do see the matrix in the lines, which is fantastic.
You really do?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yes. Yeah, you do. So you can adjust that. A lot of NASCAR drivers do it. Big Fortune 500 guys do it. I mean, it is quite an extraordinary experience. I keep saying that because it's really hard to explain, but I can understand Roger's mentality to it. It's like, okay, you lost the game. So what are we going to do? As sports people, we love to talk about it and show the mistakes and see all that. And they learn from that and they grow from that. But they're in the now and they'll worry about that next week. It's very Bill Belichick too, right? He doesn't want to talk about certain things. Mm-hmm. He's very cued into what's happening presently with his team and his players.
Down to down, snap to snap.
Yeah, man. And that's the way it should be. I mean, for me, it's that. I tapped into that and I get it. I get it more. Being a big, huge sports fan and growing up in Philadelphia, you understand it even better now. You have the ruthlessness of the audience coming at you. You got the press coming after you, after a bad game, whether it's you're in the New York market or the Philadelphia market, it's tough. And an athlete has to be, has to be callous to that. You got to run the water off the back like a duck, bro, and keep rolling, right? Stay in the now, do your thing. And I think that Jalen Hurts has that mentality. I don't want to be known as 5-0 right now, right? Mm-hmm. I just want to get out there and continue to grow, learn, go through my routes, my progression, and it's great to see that, and you can see how the team is building around that, from all the Batman talk with the defense,
yes,
right, all that fantastic, where that's bringing the team together. I mean, that's a true leader, and I think that's exciting to see, and especially in a team like Philadelphia, they love that.
SEAL Team Season 6 on Paramount Plus, David Boreanaz here on the Rich Eisen Show, and I love Jalen Hurts' story, man. I just love Jalen Hurts' story about what happened to him in college and how he stuck around anyway. He sat there, watched Tua take his job on a night that they celebrated the ultimate celebration, and then stuck around. Did transfer eventually, got a shot, went to Oklahoma, gets drafted in Philadelphia. People are like, why are you even here?
With Wentz on the team,
he eventually gets in there, and people are like, well, you only get your shot because Wentz is so untenably bad.
Yeah.
You get your shot here, and then he gets his shot, and then he's benched in the last game of the season for something we still don't understand why.
Yeah.
He does get his shot last year, takes the team to the playoffs, and then a lot of folks are wondering if he could still do it anyway. And now he's a rock star. Yeah. He is a rock star in this league.
Because it comes from the foundation, right? It comes from the growth and going through that progression of it and understanding it too. Like, you have to be in that process of it. And he fully bought into it in the summer. I mean, you could see lots of athletes come out of the summer, regardless of the sport. And so you can tell either they're in it or they're not in it.
Yes.
Right. And you automatically can tell that, and I think that's what makes up a team.
And then to push the A.J. Brown button for him, he said he was on the phone with A.J. Brown on that draft night because they knew each other. Didn't he tell a story about going against each other, Alabama and Mississippi State? Ole Miss, pardon me. I know I keep saying Mississippi State for him. And Ole Miss telling those stories about that. Now he's with him and he's got his another Alabama kid, the kid who caught the touchdown pass from Tua in that game, in Devontae Smith. That guy is now his teammate. Can't make it up. I do love the run game. I love Jason Kelce.
Yeah.
I love him and what he is. And and we had Darius Slay on the show 2 weeks ago.
My man Slay, man. He's big play Slay, bro. He knows, like, hey, listen, Slay. They have the jam, and they got the depth. Like, their offensive line is, they're just stacked.
I love how you refer to my man Slay, because I refer to him over and over again as Darius, and he says, it's Slay.
Yeah.
And then he would go on his answer, and I just thought he was using that as just a terminology for his chi, his mantra of life. And I said, all right, I'll bite. What is your definition of Slay? He goes, no, just call me Slay. It's Slay. And I'm like,
right. Rich dude, man. You respect that.
He loves that because I'm like, I had no idea what he was doing.
I said, I went to the Coming to America. Mama named him Slay. I'm going to call him Slay.
It's like Brian Dawkins, right? He became the idiot man.
That's right.
When he played the game.
He put the eye black on,
that performance in, you tap into that.
Yeah,
I would say Jaguar spirit.
Yeah,
Jaguar spirit, right?
Yeah,
going that's, back. That's
is that
it.
More ayahuasca you're talking
sure.
about?
Sure, I get
damn,
it, man. And
I
you know, it's that. Like it's very similar to what the SEALs go through, right? Their camaraderie. You know, you're going into a situation.
Yeah,
as a team leader, you're leading a group of six, maybe even more now. Their teams really are made up of like 35 guys. We're kind of like the small spectrum of special ops, but. You keep that unit together. You make calls. You're instinctual. You compartmentalize it, but you have to be trained and ready. You have to understand that the person next to you is more important than the you know, so the name on the back of the jersey. We've all heard that cliche way too many times,
right.
But that's what it's about. It's leadership, and someone know how to go against the one person who is struggling the most on the team. Pick him up and make him better. That's going to make the whole team better.
David Boreanaz, again, everyone check out SEAL Team Sunday nights on Paramount Plus, where you can get that right here on Roku, and check out the new episodes again that debut weekly exclusively on Paramount Plus. You're not doing fantasy anymore, are you?
No, I had two teams going at one time.
Too
it
much.
Was just too much, man. I couldn't do it anymore. I got too confused, and I found myself like rooting for other teams I didn't want to root for, like the Cowboys.
Oh, come on.
It's difficult.
This is going to be a great Sunday night.
But it's week, you know what? Come on. It's week six.
It's
Let's
great,
talk
though.
Week 9, 10. That's when things really heat up.
No,
but it
this is.
This
is it, though.
It is. We're in it,
this
man.
This is it.
I love it.
I love it. You've had too much ayahuasca if you're like, it's just week six.
Well, there's always more to go around. Right?
would you do it again?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I definitely would.
Does it have to be done in Costa Rica? Or that's
no,
just
I mean, I mean, you know, look. The ceremony itself, you want to be in an area that is, you know, kind of in that environment,
sure.
So to speak. I'm not going to be doing it like downtown LA. Like, hey, let's go to Langer's and get the 19. It's not happening, man.
Were you
so
in
sorry.
Let's grab a Pink's. Let's go to Dodger Stadium.
That Dodger Stadium would turn into like the I don't know, the dome of like, I don't know, hell or something.
You,
it would be like, you'd see things and be like, oh man, this maybe I shouldn't have done this here in the city.
Well, I love it. You're like listening to Rogers. You're like nodding your head. You're like,
okay, you know
I
what? I respect that guy, man. He's got it down. His soul is pure. He's let's just get some wins, man. I dig him more.
Because of the team, man.
The question is like, why did you want to try this? Like, how did this come about? You know, in your mind to give this a whirl.
Yeah, you know, it really is just, you know, I've been like kind of, I was kind of studying about it, being on the show, and a lot of guys who are old, you know, SEAL guys or DevGru guys, they use a lot of these plant medicines for PTS and TBI. So I kind of was tapped into it at like season two, and then it kind of progressed into like getting a call to do it. And that's just a personal thing. I mean, it's to me, it was high boil in my world, and I went in and did it. And I'm glad I did it, you know, because it's painful. It's the most painful thing you ever do in your life.
Wow.
Besides that, or passing a kidney stone is horrible.
Damn. You've done that. So try the tea. Give him some tea.
Give him some tea, man.
Give him some tea.
And an Eagles jersey.
There you go. That'll be good. Fantastic. Fly, Eagles, fly. And the Phillies have knocked Max Fried out of the game. So
it's
4-1 with two men on, top four.
Wow.
Come on.
Everything's coming up Boreanaz right now, huh?
This is nice. The only down...
There you
spot
go.
For us is the NHL and the Flyers.
It's okay. You got the Sixers season coming up, too. Check out IMD Boreanaz on Instagram. David Boreanaz, SEAL Team on Paramount+. Plus. Thanks for coming on, brother.
Thank you.
Man.
It's always a pleasure, man.
Always. Same right back at you. Back with more in a moment. Oh, yeah. Paul Mullen of Wrexham AFC coming up. Nice. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. When you open up a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, you're opening up more than just doors. You're unlocking potential, the potential to do your own thing and be your own boss and steer your own success and blaze your own trail. Each and every Sprinter van is built, designed, and equipped to let you hit the open road and take on any goal you set to help you follow your own passions and reawaken that spirit of adventure. And check all those big, bold, fun, and exciting experiences off your bucket list. Owning a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van lets you live, work, and play out your dreams no matter how far off the beaten path they're going to take you. And with 16 body types, your choice of a gas or diesel engine, and thousands of ways to customize, a Sprinter van is capable and versatile enough to help drive your ambitions wherever you want to take them. So now's the time to discover what it is that moves you most. Don't wait. Unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. While we're on the subject of unlocking potential, the television program Welcome to Wrexham, the final episode of season one, is going to air on FX tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern. It's available to stream the very next day on Hulu. And of course, that's something you can get on Roku. This program is just a delight to watch. It follows the exploits, if you will, of Wrexham AFC, which is a football club bought by Rob McElhenney of Always Sunny fame and Ryan Reynolds of Deadpool and Everything Else fame.
Big movie star.
And watching these two blokes, right, navigate their way through this world is just dynamite. And here to help promote the final episode is somebody who cashes checks written by these two actors, because he is one of the best in the business at what he does. The man reached the 30-goal milestone, becoming the first player in nearly 20 years to do so in a single season for Wrexham at the end of his first campaign. Fighting for the title right now, currently in season in the National League 5th Division, is none other than Paul Mullen, the striker, here on the Rich Eisen Show from Wrexham AFC. How are you, Paul?
I'm very good, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for calling in. What is it like to play for Rob and Ryan? Paul?
It's wonderful. It was obviously quite strange at first, getting used to obviously Hollywood movie stars being about. But now they're a pleasure to work for. The way they're perceived on television shows and interviews is just how they are in real life. They're just genuine people, and we love working for them.
And so, did you have to bring them up to speed in anything? Use your local knowledge, Paul?
Yeah, I think it didn't show in the documentary, but during the first game that they were over, I think somebody got a yellow card, which is a booking in our game.
Yes.
And Ryan asked me if that meant they had to leave the field. But sadly, it didn't. It was just basically a caution to make sure next time that they carried out a similar act, it would mean they'd have to leave the field. So that was quite a funny moment to realise that he didn't understand that. But I'm pretty sure now that they're right into it, and they know every single rule there is.
Well, I know what a yellow card is. I'm not completely illiterate. Like, clearly Ryan Reynolds is. My goodness. I mean, so any other moments that have helped capture the city that you can let us know how these two guys have been shown up in your town, have changed things around in a way, Paul?
I think since they took over the club, it really galvanized the town. You know, as it's shown in the documentary, it's a working class town, and people have to work really hard to earn the money and to try and have a better life. And when the owners took over, it gave the place a real lift, and not just around the club. They've helped build a lot more of a profile around the community and bring other business into the community, which has helped out the local fans. And I think it's shown. I think it was epitomized in the documentary when Ryan was at the game, although we didn't invite Rob, which Rob wasn't too happy about. It really shown what the fans and the community think of them, because they've saved this club and taken it to new heights, hopefully.
Yeah, and then I guess in that regard, Paul, for those who have followed the documentary and the program on FX, and then again, it's available for streaming on Hulu, is your journey in particular at Cambridge United. You scored 32 goals in 46 games, and then you moved to Wrexham. Why did you do that? Why did you decide to go to Wrexham yourself, Paul?
Yeah, it was a big surprise for a lot of people in the country when I left, obviously, from playing in higher leagues to drop down to play Wrexham. But ultimately, it was about my family first and foremost. I've got a young lad who suffers with autism, so it was about being close to home for him. Also, obviously, it's well documented that you get paid well. But my family and going, and with him and buying a car, I think he can take it really far. So it was something that excited me. And like everybody else in life, you want to be excited about going to work, and that's still the same for me now. So I jumped at the chance to join a project and work for the future, because I can't stop ever thinking about the future. So I thought it really boded well for me to sign for a club with the ambitions.
And so what is your plan for Wrexham AFC? How do you envision and where do you envision taking this club?
Well, hopefully we have to get out of this league first and foremost. It's quite strange to explain to people, but although this is obviously outside of the leagues that are higher,
yeah,
this is a lot more competitive league. It's only one team can go up by winning the league at the end of the season. And if you don't do that, then you go into a 17 playoff like we did last year, and you have to fight it out over one spot extra to go up. So it's really hard to get out of. But once we get out of this league, if we do, then with Rob and Ryan and the way they invest in the club and the community, I think they can take it as high as they want. You know, I know they've outlined plans of trying to get the Premier League, which seems very far-fetched to people, but it's a dream, and it's why not? Because in 10 years' time, who knows where they can be? It's been done before from other clubs, and they're still in the Premier League now. Look at Bournemouth. They play in the Premier League, and they went from the bottom division right the way up. So it can be done, and hopefully we can take it as far as that.
All right. Which one's funnier, Rob or Ryan? I'm going to put you on the spot. Which one makes you laugh more, Paul? Who's funnier?
Yeah, they're both equally as funny, but in different ways.
Okay.
Rob's more of a dry humor. He's quite upfront, and then Ryan's quite a bit of a goofy humor, which is basically a bit of me, both of them. But I think Ryan comes across a lot more as the joker in face-to-face, but also you see Rob, and they love a laugh between them. You know, nothing's ever too serious, and although they're really shrewd businessmen, that nothing's ever too serious for them, and it's good to be around them.
All right, Paul. When you first heard that they were coming on board, what did you think when you first heard about that, Paul?
Well, when I was a free agent in the summer, and it was Rob McElhenney who called me.
Mm-hmm.
He basically told me that they were the owners of the club, and I'll be honest, at the time I'm not a real movie fan. Mm-hmm. I had watched Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but I didn't realise that's who Rob McElhenney was. His name was Mac.
Okay.
I'm not really a film guy, and I didn't know who they were. I was just more drawn by the project of the club, and then obviously after that I've got to know how famous he really was, what I mean, and how recognised worldwide he was, and that didn't influence my decision. But when they come and you're expecting a certain type of person to come, you know, when obviously they're so high profile and things like that, but they were the complete opposite. I think they really got the fact that it was a down-to-earth club with a lot of community aspects to it, and they really bought into that, because that's them as people, that they've got real great personalities.
Well, Paul, I appreciate you taking the time out in the evening where you're calling from, and I look forward to following more of you and your club, and welcome to Wrexham. Season 2 has already been cleared, and I look forward to seeing the final episode of Season 1 tomorrow night, and I appreciate the time. Greatly appreciate it. Best of luck to you and your family.
Thank you very much. I know how the next episode ends, but hopefully it's enjoyable watch anyway.
Spoiler alert, no problem. I appreciate that. Thanks for calling in, Paul. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. That's Paul Mullen, striker of Wrexham AFC. Check out again, Welcome to Wrexham. It airs on FX again on Wednesday night at 10 Eastern, and then it streams the next day on Hulu. You're right over there at 6-1 now.
I mean, I'm fine. I'm just looking.
When you go home?
You know, I'm just, yeah.
When you go home?
Yeah. I think I need to make a few stops on the way home.
Sarah Tiana, our Friday guest?
Flowers,
cupcakes.
Chocolate. Yeah. You want that ayahuasca
I think
right
cupcakes
now.
The ayahuasca.
Sure. Yeah, I'm booking a ayahuasca trip to Costa Rica.
Right now.
It's so funny. You said, should we do it as a show? And I'm like, could you imagine being next to this guy on ayahuasca?
I think you're kind of in your own zone. You're not really aware of
this man. You can't stay in your own zone. You're going to be talking.
He's going to be
talking about.
Now you.
Hey, you feel this? You feel that, guys?
Hey, you seeing things right now? Hey,
see that 15-legged centipede?
I'm actually very fun under the psychedelic world.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I remember 99. I remember 99. We did this
a couple times in the 80s.
Have you done plant based medicine?
Oh yes.
Have you done plant based?
What? Say what now?
Is that when you wrapped your car around a tree?
Hey,
no,
now.
I was drinking.
Wow.
It was also 40 years ago. I just remember,
have you done plant-based medicine?
Yeah, that was potato-based medicine.
Yes, that was potato. It actually was. It was rocket. Rich, you were dead on.
What is happening?
He's right.
You seeing these aliens? I mean, come on.
Hey, hey, I remember back in 85, we were at the K-Corner.
Like that. Oh, you guys.
Wow.
I love you.
Yes, Mike has done plant-based medicine.
What if we went with Rogers? Like, that'd be fun.
I'm sure he would opt for other companions on his journey.
I don't know, man. I'm fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
John Turturro, pardon, Nick Turturro in studio tomorrow. Duh. And so is our friend from the Lakers, Jeannie Buss.
Ross Matthews talks to celebrities, friends, and people with interesting stories to tell. Who's saying hello, Ross, this week? Chelsea Handler.
I'm not home enough to have a third dog. My housekeeper basically is their parent. I'm not going to get another dog so that she has to take care of another dog until one of these dogs exits.
It's a good move. I have three rescue dogs and only two hands. And when you're one person, that's too hard to do. I recommend two max, okay?
Use your foot, Ross.
Hello, Ross. Available on YouTube or wherever you listen.